Human Resources and Hospitality, Chapter 6, Organizational Behavior in Hospitality. Organizational behavior is nothing but human behavior in different phases of life or with behavior with different people. Internal perspective, thoughts, feelings, and past experiences. How one behaves depends on your internal perspectives, what you are thinking, how you are feeling, and your past experience you had with that person or that particular situation with another person. External perspectives are factors outside the person, is the consequence of behavior and environmental forces, mainly the situation. The objectives of this chapter: to learn the importance of organizational behavior in the hospitality industry, the salient features of organizational behavior, the effects of organizational climate, individual and group behavior and consumer behavior. We have these different objectives which we will be dealing in this chapter. Structure is introduction, concept of organizational behavior. Salient features of organizational behavior: the organization climate, the importance of organization climate, the organizational change, elements of the organization, the importance of solving behavior problems, and the most important is group behavior. Group behavior is important because we do not work alone, but we work as a team in hospitality. Organizational behavior is concerned with the study of what people do in an organization and how that behavior affects the performance of the organization. It is to study how people behave and how that behavior will affect the performance of the organization. Will an individual's behavior change the organizational concepts, or will it improve? This all has to be studied in this chapter. Study of what people do in an organization. How do they work? How do they interact with each other? How do they perform their job functions? How do they relate with each other? How will they relate with the guest? Especially the guest is important. Organizational behavior in hospitality. In the hospitality industry, the employees of various personalities join together in performing various jobs. The organizational behavior emerges as informal or formal behavior of the individual or group. The employees of various personalities join together in performing various jobs. Usually in hospitality, we find that there is a link in duty functions or job functions. There is a link and each one depends on the other to complete that particular job link. Take for example, cleaning of a guest room. The chambermaid will do her part of doing the bed. Other person who is responsible for vacuum cleaning of the carpet, etc., will do that job. Several people work together. The people responsible for cleaning the washrooms, the toilet area, the bathtubs will come and do their job. There may be four people working to get one room ready in time. And hence we find that these four people who are working to get this one room ready may be of different personalities, but they come together in this room to work together, to show their complete teamwork. They have to perform the job within a given time. Concept of organizational behavior, challenges faced by the Human Resource Development Department regarding organizational behavior are the following. Workforce diversity. Diversity is different personalities with different attitudes, different values, different, maybe even different religions and languages come together to work together as one team. In one team, there may be 20 plus, or even in large organizations, 30 plus people working together that who depend on each other to complete that particular day's functions. Declining loyalty. This is another area where the hospitality industry is facing a very big challenge of loyalty. There is a lot of labor mobility in this hospitality organizations today, and hence we find that loyalty is declining. People do not stay firm in one organization. They want to work in various organizations where maybe the motivations or the pay package is good and they are getting better prospects. Labor shortage is mainly due to this. Labor is there, but the right labor with good technical skills is difficult to find. Skill deficiencies. I've just said labor is there, but deficiency in skills are there. In this industry, we do not find that the skills are developed to the optimum. Organizational behavior in hospitality. Global competition is requiring employees to become more flexible and learn to cope with rapid changes and innovation. There is a lot of globalization and global changes being brought about in the hospitality industry. There is a lot of culture changes in the hospitality industry, and it has become very flexible. The changes are introduced so fast that staff are unable to cope up with the changes. Staff has to be given training continuously to cope up with the various organizational changes that are taking place so that their behavior can be controlled. Salient features of organizational behavior. Organizational behavior is dynamic. Organizational behavior is a composite behavior. Organizational behavior is closely related to the structure of the organization. How one behaves depends on the structure. The structure is where he or she is placed in the organization. Organizational behavior and the day-to-day technological changes. Technological changes has taken place very rapidly in the hospitality industry. Hence, these changes are affecting the organizational behavior of the staff. Organizational behavior and standard of living is another area where hospitality staff are being tested with. Organizational behavior in hospitality. In hospitality organizations, there is a close coordination and the workers know each other well. Here, usually in small hospitality units, say a three-star hotel, where the staff are very less, each staff knows each other very well throughout the organization. In larger hotels, a team will be knowing each other very well, a shift. Suppose a shift is first shift, all the staff in the first shift will be knowing each other very well. As soon as this change in shift takes place, then there is again the culture or the process starts of again building the relationship of a team. Technological revolutions keep a constant pressure on the behavior of the workers and the managerial team. This is the technological revolution. For example, at one time, several years back, say 10 to 12 years back, we could find most of the formats are handwritten. everything. There was a lot of writing work in the organization, in the hospitality industry, say 15 years back. And every document, every entry, even the cash memo was, bills had to be made by hand, written, orally written down in writing. But today you find that computers have taken place and we have the electronic billing system. The formats are all printed and it's all coming through the printing machines. You can check in also. Telephonic check-in can take place, etc. So we find a lot of technological revolution entering the hospitality industry so fast that the staff are unable to cope up with this. In fact, they have to be trained in technology so that they are able to cope up with the day-to-day functioning of all this technology that is being put into use by the hotel organizations. Behavior in hospitality, level of analysis of organizational behavior. Now the behavior of every person depends on how he acts in that situation. As an individual, how will he act? In a group, how he will act? And in the organization, how he will act? It is very important that these all behavior of the individual will be a good behavior, since the hospitality industry itself expects recruitment to take place, taking into consideration the personality and behavior of the individual during the time of interview itself. Some interviews are conducted in situational interviews that take place in order to find out the behavior of the person much before he is being selected. The organizational climate, the factors of organizational climate are the basic philosophies, the delegation of power, who does what, managerial process, facilities provided in the organization, the values and norms, flexible management, modernization programs. Modernizational programs are also taking place in hotel organizations. People who are experienced in this field come and conduct the programs for the staff. Organizational climate in hospitality. In the hospitality industry, organizational climate is the synthesis of culture and totality of the performance of different departments that function in the organization. Hospitality industry works on departmentation. Departmentation is that process where the organization is split up into small units performing a certain type of function. We have several departments in the hospitality organization. For example, if we take a 5-star hotel, we find the main 4 departments are housekeeping, front office, food production department, food service department. Further, if you take the food service department, where we talk about departmentation that makes up the whole organization, one department, that is the food service department, may be split up into several sections. We have the restaurants, we have the coffee shops, we have the bar, the snack bar, then we have the room service, we have the swimming pool area which is taken, also serves snacks. All these form a department doing the same functions of food service. This one department makes several such departments make the hospitality organization. This organization has a certain climate that has been infused into the working system, and hence all the staff or the employees of this organization or of each department has to follow the system that is already in use. Not one person can change the organizational climate or make organizational changes. The concept of organizational change, evolutionary changes and revolutionary changes, two types of changes are there. These are all planned changes. Some methods of managing organizational change is education and communication. Yes, most of the five-star hotels only select staff, those who have a certain level of education. Communication should be excellent. Participation and involvement in all the training programs, we should have effective participation and involvement in all the functions and events that the hospitality organization encourages at all times. Support. Support should be to the supervisory staff, to the departmental head at all times. Incentives. Incentives are also those that the organization sets to be given to the staff from time to time. Organization change in hospitality. In hospitality, organizational changes in human resource systems are created both by internal and external pressures. External pressures are usually technology and the government. Political pressures are there. Also pressures from the municipal corporation in the form of, for example, garbage disposal methods, etc. Internal pressures are from the trade union managerial deficiencies. Trade unions, in most of the organizations, the trade unions pressurize the management for certain grievances of the staff, especially where absenteeism and misbehavior is concerned. Other factors like work standard, employee expectations also leads to organizational changes. Staff may be expecting certain things to be provided to them. When they come across these things that are given to employees of other competitive organizations, these are passed through the trade union to the management, and hence the management will have to take into consideration if retention of staff is necessary. Elements of an organization. The core elements, the interaction can take place at four levels. Individual interaction. When we work at workplace, as I told you, many people, many staff get together to complete a job. There may be a lot of interaction between staff. Individual and the organization interactions. These take place at the time of appraisal or at the time of meetings where we have to disclose our grievances, staff meetings from time to time, organization and other organizations. Sometimes on higher levels we have the directors or the head of department jointly meeting from the same organizations on the same level. Organization and the total environmental interaction. Today, environment plays a very big role in the hospitality industry, where we have to change the working conditions, the working environment, so that environment is preserved. Importance of understanding behavior in hospitality. Why it is important to understand the behavior of in hospitality. Hospitality is a service sector. It is important to study and understand human behavior, since all interactions are with people from different walks of life. The very greeting of a person may be different as compared to the greetings of Indian nationalities. People may not be very open to be wished. Different types of greetings have to be learned and studied, remembered by the hospitality staff. Likewise, understanding human behavior is very important, since we are dealing with very delicate people, that is human beings of different cultures, different nationalities, and they may not be able to express themselves well, and hence we have to be more understanding where such behavior is concerned. We cannot shout, we cannot scream. We have to be very polite where the hospitality industry is concerned. The importance of solving behavioral problems. Not everyone comes with behavioral problems, but usually there are elements or people or staff in an organization, in a particular department, where they find difficult to adjust with other people, other staff. This will create behavioral problems. How can we solve this behavioral problems at our workplace? The behavior of the individual can be kept in control by practicing these following things. Constantly work on perfecting self-control. Now, this training in this area is usually provided by the human resource department to the staff after induction training, 6 months before the confirmation, date of confirmation. So we are constantly working on perfecting self-control. Self-control is one area which we can develop by ourselves. Every hospitality staff should aim at being a very self-controlled person. Appreciate and praise. This usually comes to the supervisory level staff. Appreciate and praise. We have to appreciate and praise the supervisor's duty to appreciate and praise. We can also appreciate and praise a co-worker at any time. Criticize tactfully. If we have to criticize or we have to correct somebody, it has to be done very tactfully and not harshly. Rewards and minimize punishment. Yes, if it is first time some mistake has taken place, we can minimize the punishment, and if something is done well, excellent, we can reward it. Rewards of certificates or cash rewards are always looked on, and it is a form of motivation at the same time. Always listen. Listen to the supervisor, and the supervisor has to listen to his team members. Sometimes there are very excellent methods of work that can be introduced with suggestions provided by the work team. Explain thoroughly, especially for people or staff that find it difficult to understand. It is better to explain thoroughly than to get the work done in the wrong manner. Consider other interests as your own. The interests that others show, or you have to consider as your own and take up the matter tactfully. Admit your mistakes. If you have done wrong, do not pull everyone else into it. Admit your mistake, ask forgiveness, and go on. This is a behavioral problem that happens very often in the hospitality industry. Since the job functions are usually not one person's job, many people are involved to do a particular job, and hence the fingers pointed out to many people. If you feel that you can take the responsibility of owning up the mistake, it would be rightful to own up the mistake and not be committed to doing it again. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for the opinion of others and take the right decision. If you are stranded somewhere and you do not know how to go ahead with your job function or with the day's routine work, you may ask somebody and take the right decision. Behavioral problems in hospitality. Yes, there are lots of behavioral problems in hospitality as right from the beginning I have explained to you that many different personalities come together to do or complete a job in the hotel industry. The hospitality staff has to work with various persons coming from various backgrounds, education, skills, traditions and customs. So it becomes very, very difficult for these type of people with different personalities, different backgrounds, different cultures when they have to work together. It takes time, but in the long run, if they work together, they understand get better and the productivity also becomes good. Group behavior. We have tackled individual behavior all this time. Now we are going to tackle group behavior. Group behavior is the result of an interaction of an individual with other members of the group. The position, roles and powers of the members become differentiated and organized in a system. Group behavior is when you interact with individuals with other members of the group. Here again we say teamwork, where we interact. We may be very good when working within our team, but working with members of another team will become difficult when it is we are exposed to a larger group. This requires some more understanding, maybe a change of attitude towards the work, change of attitude towards the person of the other group. Group behavior in hospitality. In hospitality, it is very important to study and understand consumer behavior, that is your customers, in order to adjust marketing policies. Once we understand what is the behavior of the consumer, our marketing policies will be marked well and projected well. Thank you.